light drives out darkness. When we have the light of the Lord, the light of God in our hearts, it should drive out any darkness in me. The world is full of darkness, spiritual darkness. There's no question about that. But when we receive the Lord as Savior, we have light. He indwells us, and this light is what should be visible to others. Light shows up others in a way. It reaches out to others. It moves rapidly, and it reaches hearts. But darkness remains darkness, and there's no hope in darkness. So for all of those, all of us who are believers, we have the light of the Lord, the light of His Word. And this light is what should be on display. And it will be a blessing to all around us, and will be of a help to those who are still in darkness.
I was considering just those two thoughts that we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that God, let me just turn to that so I don't misquote it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And I was considering that there first has to be that light of salvation that relates to our translation from darkness to light. And I was wondering if here in 1 John that what is being established is the nature of God and thereby the condition by which our fellowship is. So there is, for every man who is born in sin, all of us sinners, there needs to be the glorious light of the gospel shone upon our hearts. And when the Spirit of God moves upon the heart of an unbeliever, and they're translated from darkness to light, there now is this condition that, or place that we walk in. And that place is associated with the very nature of God. That fellowship is associated with His very nature, which is light as well. So every believer is to walk in the light.
I'll quote a verse from Ephesians chapter 5, chapter 5, verse 8, where we read, "For ye were once darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Which bears out what you just said, brother, that we should walk as children of light. No longer in darkness now, but having God's light, the Lord's light within us. And therefore, we are the light. We have this light in the Lord, and we should walk accordingly.
I'd like to read one verse in John's Gospel. Chapter 1, verse 18. "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him." So I believe this revelation that God is light, something that came from the Lord Jesus Himself.
This we have to set this right in a way. This light here is not revelation. This light is who God is, what God is. He is light. He is love. If no one had seen God at any time, He remains that. But what is wonderful, it is saying, if we have to enjoy the Father and the Son, it must be on the grounds of the nature of which God hath. He is light. And likewise, we have been given such. But the reality is that how do we understand light? It's not this. It's not that thing outside there. It is God the only way I could express it is absolute holiness. He is absolutely holy. And now, in relation to this, there's no darkness, no shadow of turning with God, and this is what He is. And now we have been brought into such a relationship, and this very light in which we have been brought, we were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. In John's Gospel, in the block of teaching, which brings out the fullness of light, we see it comes up. The woman caught in adultery, that's the works of darkness. Then the man was born blind, that is his state. But when we get to chapter 11 with Lazarus, we see in the person of the Lord Jesus, he answering to both. Where the works of darkness is taken care of, take off the grave clothes, and he comes to light. He comes to light. So it is an operation of divine persons, but here we are dealing with the nature. Later on, we are going to see the works of darkness, because if we are brought into light, we remain in the light. And I don't want to run too fast, but we would sin in the light. You cannot be taken out of the light after you are brought into the light.
And I think that's where he brings the life after he expresses the matter of eternal life. Now, as we have heard, God is spirit, John chapter 4. God is light, John, 1 John chapter 1, and then God is love when we go to chapter 4. So these are, as we have heard, absolute nature of God. This is God. He is light. Now, it's one thing to say we have eternal life because we have inherited that, and then to act in a different way. But what flourishes this life is light. Now, if you have, nature itself teaches you, if you have a plant and you put it in the dark, it would not flourish. It needs light to produce more and to display life in it. The light of God, and as St. Tony mentioned about the sinner, God is light in regard to the sinner. God is light in regard to the saints. God does not change because now I am a believer, so I'll do whatever I want. It doesn't change. God is absolute. He is light. When I was a sinner, His judgment and His righteous demand has to be met. And when I'm a believer, it's the same thing. God's still light. And that's why it's important when He brings it, that walking in the light. Because fellowship of the other life, now we have eternal life. Fellowship of eternal life will be maintained and enjoyed in light. The other life could be maintained, and if I say could be enjoyed, in darkness. And that is the evil darkness of this world. They turn the light off so they could do whatever they wanted to do, and nobody see it. I think it was that year in New York City when they have the power out, where the thieves are just... It was the first time that they stole more than anybody could do it. They could not do it in the light. But when it was dark, everybody was robbing and stealing. So the works of darkness are manifested when it's dark. But light, eternal life, is enjoyed and maintained in light.